B'tachin for Life, Shir 481, Sunday, Parshas Vayera. We are explaining the way a person should approach hurting or helping others, or when others hurt or help him. When somebody hurts or helps you, he's just a puppet in the hands of the Rabbeinu Shlalom. But when it's in your hands, and you have the opportunity to help somebody else, or chas v'shalom to hurt somebody else, you can't say that the Rabbeinu Shalom is in charge. You have to realize that the Rabbeinu Shalom is giving you the opportunity to make the choice. And you have to act as if the Rabbeinu Shalom handed it over to you. And you are in control. And the Rabbeinu Shalom will not stop you. And therefore you can't say that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want me to hurt this person, he won't allow the person to get hurt. Even though that's true, that the Rabbeinu Shalom will not allow the person to get hurt if he doesn't want him to get hurt. But you have to understand that you are the responsible one. If you are the one that the Rabbeinu Shalom handed the opportunity to, that means HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to look at it as if it's in your hands. And it's going to be up to you to hurt this person. And if you're not going to hurt him, he won't get hurt. And if you will hurt him, chas v'shalom, he will get hurt. And you will bear the responsibility because you are the shliach. That is how we look at it when we are affecting others. When others are affecting us, then we look at it with the truth. And then we realize that they are just puppets and it's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. With this understanding, we can begin to understand what the Aruch Chaim is saying. Reuven was telling the brothers, if we hurt Yosef on our own, and he dies, we can't say that it was Nigzer from Shemayim that he should die. We have to look at it as if Yosef's going to die, even if it wasn't Nigzer from Shemayim. Like every time a person has an opportunity to hurt somebody else, you have to look at it as if you're going to hurt him, he's going to get hurt, even if the Rabbeinu Shalom wasn't Geyser. We know that that's not true. We know that you're only going to be able to hurt him if the Rabbeinu Shalom is Geyser. But if it's in your hands, if you have an opportunity, you have to look at it as if it's in your hands to affect this person's life. So therefore, Reuven said, it is not a good idea to kill Yosef. Because we have to look at it as if we can hurt him even if he is not Chayiv Misa. Rather, we should throw him into the pit. Because a snake who doesn't have free will only hurt Yosef if he deserves to die. Now, of course, a person is not allowed to throw someone into a pit with snakes because he's causing him to die. But in this instance, the Shvatim felt that Yosef was Chayiv Misa. Reuven was just telling them that we should test it out. Instead of killing him with our hands, we should throw him into the pit with the snakes, and then we'll see. If he dies, we'll know he was Chayiv Misa. And if he lives, we'll know that he wasn't. But if we kill him ourselves, there will be no proof. Because we have to look at it as if we can kill somebody, even if he's not Chayiv Misa. That's the point of the Aruch Chaim. Of course, a person can't really hurt somebody if the Rabbeinu Shalom didn't make a gzeira. But the way we have to look at it is as if we can hurt somebody even if the Rabbeinu Shalom wasn't gzeira. And therefore, if we have an opportunity to hurt somebody, we have to remember that the Rabbeinu Shalom is going to judge us as if we did it. Because we were the messengers to do it. And we can't calculate if HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a gzeira or he didn't.